Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how's everybody doing today? This is Unique, and we have Shaniqua with us, my mentee. Turn this off, turn this. So today, we're going to talk about my five-week business program. Okay? So,
you're a little washed out.
Okay. So, we're going to talk today about my five-week business program. And she is one of my students and mentees that I am teaching this class with. We are now live on IG, Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk, and YouTube. We're live on YouTube as well in YouTube Studios. So tune in. We got everything live. We're shooting on three different cameras. So if we're looking left or we're looking right, this is the reasons why, because we're all focusing on the different cameras and getting it all straight. So, being part of this five-week business program, I've just started her out. We are on week one, day three in it. So we have kind of, we're getting just the concept down, right?
Yeah.
So we're getting the concept down, we're getting the idea down, we're getting what she needs to focus on down so that we can actually have a plan of action. And through this period, at around 9:15, 9:30, if anybody would like to call in, you can call in to ask me or ask either one of us questions at 563-99-3562. Okay? So, with all that being said, let's get started. Let's start talking about how your experience so far, brand new into this five-week program, and what you have already learned in the 3 days that you have been here. Okay?
Okay. So, just in 3 days, I've actually learned a lot. We've pretty much been talking about how we plan to break down our business, or how you can break down your business. We're going to go more into detail about that later, as far as later in the course, but she's already introduced that to me. She's also helped me figure out what a niche is.
Yes, a niche, yes. So what's your niche?
My niche is selling children's clothes.
Okay. What kind of children's clothes?
Urban.
Urban children's clothes. See how she narrowed that down into one facet? Because she could have been selling like little girls' pom-pom skirts or newborn's clothes. So what is your age range for the children that you are targeting?
I am typically targeting like newborn babies up until about maybe 10 years, 12.
Okay. And what made you get into that? What really made you get into targeting or wanting to do children's clothes, period?
I am the oldest of 14.
Oh, wow.
So me being the oldest is like I want to be able to show them a route that they can go in that can be fun, but also teach them how to be entrepreneurs themselves and introduce that to them early. So I kind of use my siblings and my children. I do have two children of my own as my models. And I kind of just base it upon that because I know that really they are the future, right? So I want to invest into them.
Nice. So we're doing, what's the name of your brand?
Greater Glory. So Greater Glory is the name of my brand. It's what I chose. The designs switch up sometimes, but right now I have a design called Mayo Gloria. And Mayo Gloria just means Greater Glory in Latin. So I chose this, Greater Glory itself because I want to live into my highest self, to be who I need to be, right, and who God destined for me to be. So I want to encourage children through affirmations, through speaking, I am greater glory, I am mayor gloria, teaching them that who they are and figuring out what they want to be and let them know that they can't be whoever that is that they want to be.
Right. I agree with you. That's so awesome. That is great. So right now, what are the things that you've already done in setting up your business?
So right now, I've already pretty much, the only thing that I haven't done, let's say that, the only thing I haven't done is created a logo. So I pretty much have products. I have my ideas as far as the designs that I want to go on them. And I've already started putting them on a site. So I use Instagram. You guys can follow me at Greater Glory LLC. I only have a couple pictures up there, but they're all products that I have right now that can be shipped out to anyone.
Okay. So since you said, what haven't you had? I'm going to test you on this.
Okay. Because
we've already talked about this. So you have your LLC? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. You have your business bank account?
I do not.
Ooh. So do you have your tax ID?
Yes.
Okay. And when I'm asking these, those are the fundamental things that when you're starting a business that you need so that if you ever needed capital or wanted capital, that you can get capital. So if somebody wanted to buy something from you, this is a little ahead of what we've already been teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody, what is your thought process right now? If somebody wanted to buy something from you, how would the process go? What would they do?
They would DM me or contact me via phone, explain to me obviously what they want, and then as far as the transaction would go, it would be through either like PayPal, Cash App. I do have my own separate bank account, but I don't know if I want to use that directly for that.
Okay. So with that, what we're all, since again we're in day 3.
Mm-hmm.
Of this class, and we're learning and we're processing and we're going. Do you have an idea? So if you're going to talk to a designer about creating your logo today or tomorrow, what would you tell them?
I would probably tell them that I want it to be based off of a G. So, and kind of more so in like a pyramid shape. So maybe either like a double G for greater glory, something like that. Not the Gucci sign.
Right.
But something unique that distinguishes me. So it'll be like a pyramid. The pyramid would just simply be because it's like a foundation that I'm creating, investing into the future. So it's like not only am I empowering them to uplift their own self-esteem by creating this brand of clothing for them to feel more confident within themselves, but also using it as a way to allow them to be entrepreneurs.
Right, okay.
As a teaching.
So how are you going to teach them to be entrepreneurs once you get your brand? What is the, like, for example, with my Be Unique brand, what I'm starting to do is for every item that is being purchased for Be Unique brand, I am actually setting aside a funding program for a small business that I'm going to sponsor at the end of every year. So with that being said, I'm going to sponsor that company with ever profits that I receive from there. And then we're going to build their business, help them build their website, help them design their logos, and help them get funding so that we can do marketing, or it depends on how much profit it is. This is my new brand. So depending on how much profit it is, we're going to make sure we get their LLCs, we start bank accounts, we make sure that they have merchant account processing, credit card processing services, make sure they have their logos and brands, and so that we can get their information out there to the public. So with that being said, when you said you wanted to help your businesses create their entrepreneurship, what is your process of doing that?
Well, this is like still in the air as far as finalizing it, but my idea is that I want to allow them to be models, right? Use them to be models, allow them to be YouTube influencers, right? They're already on TikTok, they're already on Instagram. You know, these are children of the future, so they're already into technology. They love it already. So it's like, give them something to do with it, something productive to do with it.
Right.
So why not make them a website ambassador? Why not make them, you know, things like that where they can kind of make little money here or there, or they can do little things that can help to show them, like, okay, maybe you like modeling. Maybe you like, you know, these type of things. If you're into fashion, this is one way that you can go. So just kind of open that door up for them.
So with that being said, my process would be for you to create a affiliation program. This link to your website, people can sign up for the affiliation program, which means anybody can sign up for that. The reason why businesses like this or mine want an affiliation program, because we may not be the purchaser of the product. If you don't have any children, you're not going to buy children's clothes, right? So, to allow that, but you still can make money exposing her brand. So now you're helping her market, you're helping her brand, you're helping her create her momentum. So, and then you'll get paid 10%, 30%, 20%, whatever she decides to come up with in that marketing, okay? So that would be, hold on 1 second, my throat is dry, it's not corona, I promise.
I hope not.
All right, we are not. She's been around me enough. She would have already had it if I had it. So social distancing is awesome. But I'm coughing this way, so the air is blowing. That's terrible. But anyway, needless to say, we're talking about building her brand, building her. This is one of my mentees. I'm teaching her. In the work, in the focus, understanding how to build her brand. So you've been working with me for the last, I guess, almost a month now, right?
Yeah.
And in the process, what have you learned working with me? What have you learned about what things you need to do, what things you need to focus on? How can you do stuff? Because I've showed you a lot of tricks.
Yeah, So just a few, there is so many things that she has already taught me, but things that I feel like would definitely, everything benefits me in some way, but things that I feel like I would definitely be using, she showed me how to build a website. So, you know, how to insert product in, how to add up and figure out what you're going to charge people for your product, all of those little things that you have to do, but it's a lot, right? If you don't know, then you don't know.
Right.
She's also shown me that branding yourself, advertising is a huge, huge part of you getting products sold. If you don't advertise, nobody's going to buy your stuff because your stuff isn't popping on anybody's newsfeed, right? So it's like you have to do what you need to do on your part to make sure that you're advertising your stuff and posting it every day, whether it's two things, four things, a little quote or whatever it is, it's coming from your site. So people is going to grasp attention to that. Well, those are two of the main things.
So the reason, one of the things that so these are some of the tasks that I've given her since she's been working for her. She helps me manage my brand social media. She helps me manage my website, the back end of my website. So these are things that she helps me do. So with her helping me do that, I'm teaching her how to input product. She needs to make sure the pictures are looking quality. If the picture doesn't look quality, then she's going to be like, oh, we need a new picture for this. You know what I mean? Because it's not clear. Or if the description, creating a description so that people want to buy it, you know, because you're not touching it, so creating that description. Also teach her how to use templates so that we can create different kind of advertising programs, advertising, so it doesn't, we're promoting the same thing, but it's not the same shirt. So if I'm promoting this shirt and I lay it out on the whiteboard or on the floor or whatever and take a picture of it, that one picture has already been out there. So I've showed her some tools that she can use to, you know, do mock-ups of different items on different products. So it makes it look like we've done a photo shoot. Now, the cool part about this is that you can do business with very little money, especially if you're creating a clothing line for somebody or creating a brand for somebody or creating your own brand. There's things that you don't have to do that a lot of people think you have to do. Inventory is a 50-50. In the beginning, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I get inventory, but I've showed her where she can actually create a whole online business without having no inventory. Yeah. Zero inventory. Now, she has a choice to get inventory and to use her inventory and to customize it. And the only reason why she bought inventory before we started working together. So when I would have suggested her not to buy anything until she knew what her clients wanted, but that was a step ahead. So my thing is that since she has the inventory, she has to use it as marketing, testing, you know, see what people like, see how it responds out there in the streets, see how what people do it. So when you're buying your first level of marketing materials or your first level of inventory and it doesn't move how you want it to move, don't be mad about that. Don't be mad that your inventory is at a standstill. What you use is if you find somebody, you give them a piece of clothes. If you do give them the piece of clothes, you make them take a picture with it, you make them post it, you make them tag it, you make them do everything with it so that they know, you know, that they're buying it. Or you give it to them on a lower discount so that they'll send you a video, they'll send you a post, they'll send you something so that they will want to, it gives you content to post. So other people will see that other people is wearing your items. You know what I mean? So those are the reasons why sometimes inventory is great. You also need them for photo shoots. Or if you decide to do an impromptu pop-up shop or something, having a little bit of inventory, maybe not your full inventory, it's always great to have on hand. So these are things that you will learn in my 5-week business program. Again, we're only in day 3. We got her LLC. We got her tax ID. We're going to have her bank account before the end of the week. Going to take her to the bank, and we're going to have her a bank account before the end of the week. We're going to have her, that's the only real thing that I think she's missing in her first week, other than we're going to set her up on some trade accounts so that she can learn and she can work on building her business credit. Because at the end of the day, you need to start establishing that business credit immediately when you are building your business. And why I say this is because then when you're starting booming and you start doing big things, and then people are like, so what's your business credit look like? And you're like, well, I sold $200,000 worth of product, but you have no business credit established. So no banks are really going to look at you. And if you don't have the numbers and the compensation and that account, especially that bank account showing these numbers coming in, then it's kind of like you was just doing this for fun. And that's how people will look at it.
Right.
And that's why when I'm telling people to structure their business, before you even get a logo on a website, you need to have your business bank account, your tax ID, your LLC, and start your business credit. Because I've started multiple businesses without none of this. And then I'm like, why am I not going anywhere? Why can't I get funding? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Because you have nothing to show. You're not established. So that's what happens in the week one of my 5-week business course. In the worst week, we have those things done. Okay? So then when we go into the second week, we're going to talk more about branding, positioning yourself online, how to get more clients, how to build out your business, not really get more clients, because realistically, she's not ready to get people to purchase from her, because if she got a flux of people tonight buying her product, she would not know what to do. And it's okay. We're just in day three, and it's okay, right? Would you really know what to do if 100 people hit your IG tonight, one in that tracksuit?
Nope.
You would panic. You'd be like, oh my God.
I would just go with the flow. I would just, okay, so let's see how we're going to figure this out.
Right. And that works if you're a person who is good on your feet. Now, that doesn't always work if you're a person who's not good on their feet. You know what I mean? Because she's actually pretty good on her toes and she's a quick learner. But a lot of business owners are only good at what they like and what they love to do. When it comes down to transactions and getting the clients and getting people out there and getting people their product on time in a timely manner, they're like, and responding, corresponding, all of that. They're like, oh my God, what should I do next? So, I don't have no boxes. I don't have no bags. What am I going to package it in? Da-da-da-da-da. What am I going to ship this in? Who do I go? Do I go to UPS, FedEx, DHL? How do I ship it? You know, so these are things in your brain, in your mind, realistically, that you have to think about.
Right.
And she has yet to, she ain't there yet. But we're only in week one, day three. So, 3 days in, we already working awesomely. But the great part about this is that we are going to build her up for her to be super successful in her brand. The thing that we're going to learn in week one is making sure she posts. She may not have everything completed, done, but you need to start building that following and finding groups of people who like what you do, so that they can see you grow, show your transition, show your process, show the reasonings why you do certain things. And this will get people interested in what you're doing. You know? So with that being said, what are you going to do? What is your homework? Since we've had this conversation now, what is your homework?
I need to open me up a bank account. And I need to figure out what I want to do for my logo.
Yes.
What I need to have for my logo and post more.
Exactly. And those are the things when you are in my 5-week business course, this is a crash course on getting the business done, getting it done, making sure your processes are complete, making sure you, by the end of this program, by the end of the 5-week program, you will have a fully functional business that is making some kind of money or pushing or marketing it to make some money, okay? Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. If this is your first brand and you do not have an audience and you don't have any traffic and you don't have anybody who even knows your name, it's going to take more than 5 weeks to make you some money. But if you make sure that you have everything in place, so when your clients, when your people start hitting you, you will actually make money. So we're going to make sure she's set up before Black Friday where she is profitable, or where she, not profitable, where she is functional so that she can make money. For the fact is that how many of y'all really want to be in the mall on Black Friday? How many of y'all really want to go shopping outside of your home during Corona season? Yes, I just called it Corona season. We have now made Corona a whole season in 2020. You know why Corona is a season? Because now, the reason why it started was because it started this time last year, really. Most people started getting sick at this time last year, but nobody knew what the freak they were getting sick about. So,
everybody thought it was
Yeah, everybody thought it was the flu. So just like flu season, is now we have corona season. So yeah, let's just get used to corona season.
That's horrible.
True. Everybody, we need to focus on online shopping. So we're going to make sure she has greaterglory.com. So if y'all have children from the ages of newborn to about 10 years old, make sure y'all hit her up on her sign. We'll post this on my page. We'll post this on my Be Unique page so y'all can see where she's going, and we're going to track her progress. With all of that being said, check out BeUnique.com as well, and make sure that you're buying unique items for your people and your online shopping. And if y'all are the powerful people out here that are talking about supporting Black-owned businesses, we have two people right here has things that nobody else will have. Stop buying all of these name brand, Fendi, Gucci, Louis, Bowie, all of that mess. For what reason? Why are you buying that when you can support your local structured Black-owned businesses? Now, I'm going to get into that topic because, and it's an educational process for her as well as it is a point in business. A lot of African-American people, Black people, brown people, whatever you want to call us or however you like to present yourself, American with darker skin people, we don't support each other. One, because we've been programmed not to support each other. And two, because 90% of the time when we do try to support each other, we do not have our business in order. So when you're going to a website, and it's a Black-owned website, and they don't have where you can take credit card payments, they're like, yo, send me a DM and give me, I can invoice you. Nobody wants to do that. You know what I mean? When you go to Gucci's website, you go to their website, you pick the item, you put your credit card number in, and you purchase it.
Just say so.
That simple.
Right.
So when you're building your website, you need to have your merchant services, you need to have, or a processing company that you're starting out with. If you're a new business, I'm not a fan of PayPal, Square, Stripe. I'm not a fan. I really hate those people. I really, really, really hate those three companies.
What do they do?
Well, okay. So she asked me, what do they do? The reasons why I hate PayPal, Stripe, And Cash App is part of Square or PayPal, and yeah, one of those. The reasons why I hate those companies is because they do not have the merchant in their benefit. Square, yeah, they give you, people like, oh, I like Square because they give us money. But say one of your customers, say she ships out a tracksuit to a customer. Customer by the UPS or FedEx ID has received the tracksuit. Now, realistically, we really don't know if they got it or didn't get it, but according to that, it says that they received it, right? At this point, the sale is final unless they come back and say, well, this item is defective and I want my money back. And then in that case, you'll ask to request them to send the item back, and they'll get a refund or whatever her return policy is at that point. So if you're using Square, PayPal, I don't know if you can do chargebacks on Cash App, but Square, PayPal, and Stripe, the customer will always win. The customer will always win no matter what receipt, no matter what signature, no matter what documentation that you have to prove that they have paid for the item. They never complained, but they just want their cash back. So if you really want to get effed in the ass by your service provider, your credit card service provider, that is what they will do when you're using Square and your Pay. That's why it's so important for you guys to have your own merchant accounts so that you can have control. The reason why I suggest that you get your own merchant accounts is that, one, your interest rate is lower. You're not paying all these crazy behind fees because y'all think, oh, because Square is so much cheaper than everything else. It's really not. If you do the math, people are like, oh, it's a $25 monthly fee. Yeah, but do you understand you're paying like 4% per transaction when you use Square? By the time they take their 5 cents and their 3.5% or 2.5%, plus there's hidden fees. If you actually look at those, if you look at your transactions, they take a lot out of your money. So there's ways for you to have that same program, to have do those same things and not pay all of that money as a small business owner. But if you do not have the, if you're not bringing in, I'll say, you know, if you're just starting out and your website is dormant and you're not bringing in at least $100 a month, stay with those programs because it's not really hurting you. You know what I mean? So if you're not bringing in that money, stay with those because usually when you become when you start a merchant account, you at least need to pay due $25 a month in transactions, which is not a lot. But if your website is not making any money and you're a startup, that's a bill. That $25 a month is a bill. And
right.
As a startup, you don't want a bill because if it takes you 6 months to get to that $2,500 or 5 months, you've already paid out $125 for something that wasn't doing anything for you, sitting there dormant. Now, it is a powerful tool, but it wasn't worth it. So I'm kind of like, depending on where you are in your business strategy, where you are in your business setup, what do you need, how you're going to process and what you're going to do, are the things that you need to do and the tools that you need to have to create your business. So with all that being said, is that when she grows into making sure that her clients, you have 2 or 3 orders a day coming in, we switch her over to a merchant service product that's in her business name that she can use and comes out her business account and it makes her money. And everything will give you funding as long as you show that you're making money. So those are that is my little spill on why I'm not a fan of those Cash Apps and those
PayPal
and all of that, because people will scam you on it and you need to be protected from the scammers.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, everybody and their mama wants to be a scammer nowadays. People come to me and was like, you know, I know this Cash App scandal. And I'm like, I'm okay. Certain things you don't need to know about. Like, I don't want to know about everything. I know a lot, but I don't want to know about everything. So that is the kind of the ideas, the logistics, and everything you want to talk about when you are processing your credit, you and you're doing credit card transactions. But like I said, by Black Friday, she will have a nice online store. She will be promoting out what she does. She's going to have a children's line, Greater Glory. We'll have a nice logo. Make sure you follow her on Instagram, social media, and everywhere else so that you can see what she is doing. So that week one is setting the foundation. It's like building a house. This 5-week program is like building a house. We just set the foundation. Okay? If you've ever walked by construction, all you've seen is the foundation laid out. And you're like, what is this going to be? I don't even know what this is going to be. Is it going to be a high rise? Is it going to be an apartment complex? Is it going to be a single family home? Is it going to be what? So you have to look at it the same way. We're just right now digging the holes and laying pipes. That's it. That's what we do in the week one of the course. Now, week two of the course, we get into actually cultivating the business. So we're going to work on her items, how they're going to look, the process, what website builder she's going to use to build her website. I personally like WordPress and WooCommerce. Why do I like these two processes? No, they're not that user-friendly, but they cost you very little money. I've had a Shopify, I've had a Squarespace, I've had a Wix account, and when, again, if you're a startup and you're getting hit over the head every month for $100 after you got to pay for your hosting and your domain, and then your merchants accounts and everything else. So you now we're at $30, $40, $60 a month, and we ain't even made a dollar. So that's the things that you need to look at when you are building your website. Like, it should, you should, let's build it with the lowest cost possible, for the simple fact is that we can enhance it later. We can switch platforms later. The domain doesn't change. You can always switch the platform whenever you choose to, whenever you feel necessary, and none of those platforms will bring clientele to you. So you're paying $25, $40 a month for Square, for Shopify. They don't bring you not a client. Not one client do they bring to you. They don't even give you an opportunity to post. Now, if you're going to do like an Amazon business or something like that, that's a different embedment, because you can at least advertise on those platforms where you can build. So it all depends about what your product is, what your business model is, how you want to sell it. But you still need a fundamental website for your own business showing you what you're going to do. And once you do that, you still need to know your sales process. How are you going to sell your items? How are you going to package your items to leave the house? How are, what shipping companies you're going to use? And getting back to building your business credit, getting that Yule line, that Quill, that Granger account will give you those items and those materials as you're building this on credit. So maybe now, so somebody hits her up on Black Friday, they want 500 track suits. So she's sitting there customizing everything. And she's like, oh my God, I don't have a table. So she needs to buy a table, but she doesn't have a whole bunch of money right now to invest in buying a nice stainless steel table to hold the heat press on. Or she needs a heat press. Or she needs some boxes. And she needs some packaging. Like, those are the little stuff that people don't understand. If she can buy it on credit with a 30-day note where she has paid in 30 days, but if she can get these 30 tracksuits out in 30 days, she just pays those people back, which helps her business credit grow, if that makes any sense. So, yes, and I'm going to say this. When you do apply for these business credit programs, they are, the items are a little bit more expensive than what you might find out there in a wholesale, but it's like a double-sorted edge. Blade. And so it's like you're getting a benefit from both sides of it. You're getting items shipped directly to your house, and you're building your business credit. So you might be paying a little bit more for something that you can go out here to Home Depot and buy one or two boxes, because now you got to buy 50 boxes versus one box. But if you're building a business and you have business minded, you always will need the boxes.
Oh, so you'll just have more than you need.
You'll just have more than you need. I buy everything. I have my Airbnbs. I just bought 30 rolls of paper towels, 100 rolls of toilet paper, a gallon of Fabuloso, 3 gallons of bleach. No, I could have gone to the dollar store and got all of this probably for $20, $30, right? But I would have been in the dollar store every week. So when you're thinking about this, when you have these products, when you have this, when you have this pile of stuff, and you're really pushing and motivating your business, it is beneficial for you to have all of this stuff. For the simple fact is that you can always use it to make money. If I close my Airbnbs today or tomorrow, there's a cleaning company out here that can use bleach or toilet paper. I can resell it to. There is, I can use it in my home for the next 2 or 3 years. I got enough of stuff for about 5 apartments. So those are things that I like to stock up on stuff. Towels I stock up on, sheets I stock up on, just in case you have a client that has issues and you have to make sure you're stocking up on everything that you need in your business, you know? So just being prepared for the unexpected, because at the end of the day, you don't know when she's going to get up. She doesn't know when that wave will come through. She gets a flux of people, a flux of clients, and now you're like, oh man, I need to go out here and buy 50 boxes. And I need them tonight. I can't wait till tomorrow for them to come in. or whatever, and now you got to spend $5 a box at your local store because you took, you didn't buy it in advance, and you didn't have a system and a process in advance before you started purchase, before you were building your business, especially online. So, and having a system and process. Scales. She may need to purchase a scale. I'm not saying to do it now, but when those clients start pushing in, you want to have a scale so that you can now just go online and say this weighs 3 pounds and print out your online labels. Who has the time to sit up in a post office all day to mail out 3 or 4 items?
It's
like,
you take all day just to get to the front counter.
Right. So now you have to spend all day in the post office with the people with the corona. Right? So, again, let's do all of this from your home. It's delivered to your front door. You get it in bulk. You have it when you're ready to push items out. You're not running around here like a chicken with your head cut off trying to figure out where to buy this stuff. You're just buying it, okay?
I think that's a really great idea. That's really convenient, being able to just buy everything in bulk and buy it on credit. And, you know, you just got to pay it off in increments. I think that's a whole lot easier than having to come out of pocket with some money that you don't have.
Right. Because if you get enough stuff where you can promote and you can buy, you have it, then you can make that money back in 30 days. You can make that money in 30 days to pay your vendors, to pay whatever, to get it out there. So, and there's little stuff that you need. Okay, when you're doing trade shows, I've been in this industry forever. So imagine doing a trade show without a dolly or a wagon. And you have 4 totes worth of product. Right, you gotta carry all of that stuff in. You gotta carry all of that inventory in by yourself.
Right.
Your tables, your chairs, your tablecloth, your all the pretty stuff that you have to put on the table to make your table pretty. Then your items. We ain't even got to the items, and we got all this other stuff. Cause you got a foldable store. You know what I mean? You got a store in your trunk. So then you have to store this stuff. You need, if you don't have a big enough house, you need a cabinet. It's a whole bunch of little stuff where you have it everywhere, and then everybody's looking through it, everybody's touching it, and you're like, why are you touching my stuff? Oh, this is so cute. Are you going to buy it? You know, so when it's not being exposed, you need to have it closed up, or if you're not making it, it needs to be organized, it needs to be closed up. But these are things that you have to learn and you have to process while you're building your business and understand what works for you in that business building process. Okay, guys? I'm so cut off. Okay, I am here. I'm just making sure that everybody can see me on all platforms. IG, where I'm probably a little cut off, but that's okay. That's okay. It's too late now. We're almost over. So, needless to say, if anybody on here today or watch this live, liked what they saw, wanted to get more information about my 5-week business program, please go online to IamUniqueRight.com and check it out, okay? Also, I've just launched my new book, and planners will be, my quarterly planner will be launched this week as well. So that will be so awesome. So if you want to check out my 5 Pookie book, because anything, realistically, anything that starts with your business, if you do not have that right mindset, that right processing mindset to build your business, if you don't have the mindset to build your business, you will not be successful. So, I don't care if you have a tax idea, LLC, EIN, FBI, a CIA. If you have, you can have all of that, and it really doesn't make a difference if you have a failure mentality. So that is really supposed to be what week one is about, is building that mentality, building that confidence, building that reassurance in who you are, how you're going to be, what goals that you have, setting those goals and building that foundation in your business. So make sure you have your mind right. Purchase the book. Remove some of them negative people out your brain, out your body, out your social circle. And I show people how to do that. Then we plan out how we do the business for a quarter so we do not get overwhelmed, because everybody has these million-dollar dreams, which is super awesome, and you will get to them eventually. But that million-dollar business, if you talk to any millionaire, that overnight success happens about 10 years later. So all those people who are like, yeah, I've been in business for all this time, and I've been in business and now I'm making $1 million. You've been pushing this business for the last 5 to 10 years consistently for you to make your money. You're not going to make it overnight. Your first set of business will probably take you a while for you to even get people to even recognize what you have. Because in the art of selling, you need to have somebody see your product minimally 3 times before they're even willing to engage. So if I don't see an item 3 times, minimal 3 times, I'm probably not going to buy it. And those are things that you have to look at while you're building your business, is because you're like, why is nobody buying? But you only posted that item 1 time. You're not running no ads. You're not inboxing people. You're not talking to people. People are not seeing these items. Be your brand, wear your brand, live your brand. You are your brand. So she has kids. Her kids need to be rocking her Greater Glory gear all the time. So when somebody compliments her little girl or her little boy, or, oh, your outfit is so cute. Hey, you know, I got this at greaterglory.com. Da, 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 da. Even if it's just a t-shirt for that day. You know, they need to, especially if you're being out in a group, you got to rock it. Every time you see me, if I'm walking, if I'm talking, if I'm out communicating with people, I have my Facts hat on. I have a Be Unique hat on. I have I am unique, a t-shirt, something I am representing myself with. So follow me on IamUniqueRight.com. Hit my website up. Check out BeUnique.today. Hit that up. Y'all want some unique items for the holidays? Hit that up. Hit up Greater Glory LLC on Instagram. She will have stuff posted. You're going to post up some more stuff. Going to make sure she looks established and fly by Black Friday. And get her going. If you need some motivation, pick up my book. If anybody has anything to say, I got a few more minutes. Y'all can call in at 563-993-5562. If anybody has any questions for me, feel free to call me. I'm here. I have 10 more minutes before I'm going to get off of the blog talk. But if you would like to call in right now, call in. Ask me any question that you have. We'll put you on live so we can talk about your business, what the 5-week business program is going to do for your business, what it's going to do for you, how it can make you successful, how it can keep you focused. And yes, at the end of the day, it is a 5-week business program, but I'm always here. We'll make sure your foundation is set up. I have 3 to 4 ways that you can do it. You can do it where you don't, if you want to start a business today and you don't want to do any part of it, you just want to start a business, you have an idea, you have a product, we have that program. If you want to have a little bit of hands-on but you need some consulting, we have that program. If you want to just kind of shadow what's going on, we have that program. And if you're just like, I just kind of need the steps, if you give me the steps, I can do it on my own, we have that program. So hit my website up. Look at the programs. IamUniqueRay.com. They're on the front page. 5-week programs. If y'all need a payment plan on one of them or two of them, hit me up. Let me know. And we'll set all of that up. But we will. We want you to have a successful business by 2021. Have your business established. Have your business focused. Have your business put out by 2021. So that when, if anything like this happens, another pandemic, we're already established. We already have our money going out here. We're already doing what we need to do to capitalize. We're not worrying about if our job is going to lay us off. That is the benefit of having your own business and doing the things that you love to do, is you are creating a stable environment for you, your children, your family to prosper and to grow. So I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off. Please make sure you go to my website, click the link in the bio, click the link on my webpage, IamUniqueWright.com. And make sure y'all subscribe to my YouTube, Blog Talk, Instagram, Spotify. I might be on YouTube already. What I miss? Twitter. All the social media networks. On TikTok. So much work.
I'm going to get her up
work.
There. Don't worry about it.
So much work. We're going to work on that. But make sure y'all follow me. I'm even on Tumblr. Pinterest. Wherever y'all go to find y'all social media, I am there. Hit me up, follow me, like me, buy something. Whole website full of stuff. Use one item you like. One thing you like. I have limited edition stuff. So hit me up and we'll sign off and we'll talk about it later. You have anything else to say? Shout out your business.
Please don't forget to follow me at Greater Boy LLC on Instagram. Check out some of the items that I have, man. Look forward to the rest of the items that I'll be posting. Continue to be unique.
That's right. Signing off, be unique in Studio U. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.